This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Radio K Pulpit, dear listeners. You have just tuned in to Shake Cells. This is a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. And yes, I'm speaking to that woman right now. Well done and thank you for tuning in. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. And I believe that is what you desire every time you tune in into this program. As She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for your life, for true success, step by step. Every day we have something that will draw you closer to excelling that which God has called you to be. And we're talking about success by the book, and that book is the Bible. The only book that guarantees true success, success that translates into eternity. And I believe as you have tuned in, this is your time and this is your call. So get ready to obey what the Spirit says to you concerning what He has assigned you to. And I believe you are becoming the woman God designed you to be every time you tune in to this show. And know that we have a podcast now. So go on to your phone, download the Cape Pulpit app, and make sure that you get yourself, you know, listening to previous recordings of this show so that you do not miss out and you know everything we've been building on up to this time. And I'm very grateful to the Lord that I'm your host, Eni Sone. Amen. Today, my message for you or for us women is that we should come closer. Invitation before the assignment. Come closer. An invitation of intimacy with God before impact. Amen. Intimacy before impact. I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I pursuing God's presence or am I only pursuing His promises? Many of us want breakthrough. We want promises. We want this to happen. There's so many things we're running after, but it's the presence of God and a desire to come closer to God your first pursuit. So your next level of impact will be determined by your current level of intimacy with God. I want you to know that, because many women are asking these questions. How do I discover my purpose? How do I know God's will? How do I make the right decisions? How do I increase my influence? One answer covers all of these questions you have. Come closer to Jesus, because purpose is revealed in proximity. That's what I've experienced, and that's what many other women have experienced. We live in a noisy world. Noise from social media, from opinions of others, from deadlines, from expectations, from pressure to perform. All this is surrounding us and calling for our attention. And all that noise, many women are busy. You know, in all of that noise, we are busy. We are productive. We are successful. But the problem is that we are spiritually distant, distant from the Lord. The challenge of our generation is not a lack of information, it's a lack of intimacy with God. So purpose is not discovered in that noise. Purpose is discovered in the presence of God. Before God gives you an assignment, He gives you an invitation. We're saying you should come closer, because there is impact before intimacy. So today we are going to look at the life of Moses, and we're going to be reminding ourselves that we need to come closer, because the more we come closer to the Lord, the more we are going to hear Him clearly. If you just tuned in, you've tuned in to She Excels. Yes, this is a show for every woman who believes that God has more for her. And I believe you're working towards that. Today, our topic is Come Closer, the invitation before the assignment. And I'm your host, Eni, if you do not know. I'm Eni, and this is a show I host every Thursday from 12 to 1. You do not want to miss it. And you want to make sure that you tell all your girlfriends to tune in so that they become all God wants them to be, by the help of the Holy Spirit leading me to host this amazing time with you. Today we are looking at Acts 7 verse 31. When Moses saw it, I'm reading from that portion of the scripture, he marveled at the sight, saw it, saw what, and you just got into these years. We're talking about the burning bush. Moses was out tending the sheep of his father-in-law Jethro, and he saw this bush burning and not being consumed, and he was marveled. And well, what Moses did, we're going to discover later. And how does that contribute to our title, our message, our topic for today? Come closer, the invitation before the assignment. So open your Bibles if you can, if you're driving, if you're at work, just listen. I'm going to read for you. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight. And as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him. Moses saw the bush burning, not consumed. Wow, he was intrigued. But that's not what changed his life, because we're talking about change all the time. What changed his life was what he did next. He moved closer. What changes your life is what you do next after God calls your attention to something. And many of us, we are like, we don't get to see some things that look unnatural, like maybe that's God saying something. Of course, we're not trying to be superstitious here, but that was a real occurrence. That was not something that was usual. That was not something that, you know, I'm definitely sure that Moses had episodes of different things happening each day while in the wilderness, right? The wilderness is not where, you know, I'm not sure they lived in the bushes. They lived where people were living, and therefore things happened in the wilderness that Moses surely didn't know about. So I'm sure he had episodes of those kind of things happening, but this one was particular. And I'm sure there are some particular things that have happened in your life that when you come to think of it, they do not look ordinary. It looks like God was saying something, and maybe I missed that opportunity. I did not lean in. I did not come closer. And you see that scripture we read, it said, as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him. It's not when he saw the bush, it's when he drew near to observe. There's some extra price that we pay for God to begin to trust us with his assignment on our lives, with what he wants us to do for him. But he wants us to pay attention enough and make the extra, do the extra move that will bring about us being ready to hear him clearly. Closer, closer, come closer. You cannot hear from a distance. Let me just continue what I've put together for us. He moved closer. He could have kept walking. I'm sure he was walking with his sheep. He could have explained it away. Oh, I always see things like this. Or it's just heat. It's just light. It's just something happening in the desert. An unusual thing, like I experience them on a daily basis. He could have gone back to his sheep and called it a strange afternoon. I don't know what you've termed some of your days. Oh, this was just an unfortunate day. Or this was, wow, something amazing happened. I can't really explain it, but it was weird. You know, you could just explain some days away, some circumstances away, some quick turns away, just because, well, it just happened. But not this time for Moses. It didn't just happen. God was calling his attention. And my prayer is that, Lord, you help us see when you're calling our attention to something that is so deeply spiritual, though you're using natural things to draw our attention to that thing. Help us not to just look at it as ordinary, natural, you know, physical, and allow our senses to define it. No, help us to go deeper, to know that behind it, there's an eternal assignment. There's a thing that God has put his hand on. There's a burden that is on God's heart that needs a man, a woman to run with. So instead, something inside Moses turned within him. There was a nudge, there was an awakening, a desire to know more, to come closer. And this is how God works. He gets your attention before he gives you a revelation. You know, there's a question that you're trying to answer. There's a discomfort that you're feeling. There's a curiosity that is rising up within you, and a hunger you can't quite name. God will begin to stir up things like that, you know, and begin to call your attention to certain things that will take you deeper into his bigger purpose. But I want you to hear this. Not every woman who sees will hear. The sin is not it. It is a proximity, coming closer. Only the one who moves closer will encounter him. God wants serious women, serious women. The Holy Spirit is going to help serious women. The Holy Spirit is going to help people who can pick things in the spiritual realm and understand that though this looks physical, there is a spiritual agenda to this thing that God is trying to call my attention to, that God is trying to invite me into partnership with him. God wants you to partner with him. God wants you to come and join him in the big things he's doing. Stop running after small things and neglecting intimacy with God and thinking that the things you're pursuing really matter. It doesn't matter. Closeness to God, proximity to God is the jewel of your life, is the pearl of great value of your life. So right now, as you're listening to me today, God is still lighting bushes. I don't know what your bush is. He is still stirring something within you. He is still saying something. He's saying, come closer. Do not neglect your time with me. Do not neglect your relationship with me. Your life's assignment is found in the closet, is found in a quiet place, is found when all your attention is on me. That is what God is saying to a woman listening to me today. I don't know what burning bush has been stirred up, has drawn your attention, but you're ignoring it because of the cost of coming closer, because of the price of coming closer, because of the discomfort of coming closer, because of the extra it will be needed, that will be needed of you of coming closer. You need to know that there is a lot of revelation that God has for you concerning your life and his assignment on your life. And God will not talk to you in the noise. The world is full of noise. For those who joined me when the show started, I was talking about the noise that we are plagued with in this world. The noise from social media, the noise from our opinions, the noise from others' opinions, the noise from deadlines, the noise from expectations and pressure, peer pressure, the noise of competition, the noise of pushing you to perform. You cannot hear God in your noise. God speaks in silence. He speaks in seclusion. He speaks to people so that they can hear him well. Moses had to take himself away from his father-in-law, away from his wife, away from his family, in the place where God could speak clearly. Before we take a break, I want us to just reflect on a few questions. I want you to reflect. What is the burning bush God has put in front of you that you're not seeing, that you've walked past three times already? Three times. One thing I like about God is that he's a verily, verily God, right? He repeats himself. He calls your attention to something many times. But sometimes he will not keep doing that if you keep ignoring. So think about this question. If you are honest, is your business actually just avoiding God's presence for a deeper connection, for a deeper, weightier glory, anointing, and commissioning? Is your avoidance through busyness is that it? You know, we can be so busy, but we are not busy doing what God has called us to do. The Bible says about the servant in Matthew 24, the servant who the master had to return and find him doing a good job, doing what he assigned him to do before he left. He says, if the master returns and finds that servant doing what he assigned him to do, not what you assigned yourself to do. So if you're honest, is your busyness actually avoidance for closer connection with God? Think about those questions. And as you think about it, I want you to declare with me. Declare this with me. I move toward what God is stirring in me. I move toward what God is stirring in me. My heart stays soft to the Holy Spirit's leading, even when he's using natural things like the burning bush. Thank you, Jesus. This is my favorite topic. Come closer. An invitation before the assignment. God is inviting you to closeness with him to activate what he has already placed inside of you. It is the more you draw near to God, the more you will be able to be clear about the specific assignment for your life. We were reading from Acts chapter 7. Let me just go back to that scripture. Acts 7:31. And we're looking at the life of Moses and how the burning bush made a whole turnaround for Moses' life. And we believe that that is what God is going to be doing for us today, that there's going to be a turnaround, but it starts somewhere. Let's look at the sequence again. For those who just joined us, that scripture gave us a sequence of how things unfolded for Moses. You know, it was precise. The Bible says, as he drew near, the voice of the Lord came. As he drew near, God is calling you near. As he drew near, God didn't speak while Moses was watching from a distance. He waited for him to come closer. God spoke when Moses moved. Are you going to move? Are you going to just keep standing there and staring at that which God is igniting, stirring up, calling forth within you? You just stay one place on the same spot. Many of us have been on the same spot for many years. I'm speaking to myself. We've been on the same spot for many years. God has stirred us. God has stirred us. God has told us. God has shown things and made us see it like this and like that and showed us everything that will make us say yes or move. But we kept ourselves right on that same spot where he left us. But God wants to move. God wants to move forward with that assignment because it is dear to him. This was a case of the children of Israel who were in slavery for more than 400 years, and God came to rescue them. There is somebody's life that is at stake because you're standing still. You're waiting. You're not taking advantage of the different ways that the Lord Jesus is beckoning you to come. You know, when Jesus walked on earth, what I realized he did, he performed so many miracles to let people say, hey, come closer. This man is a big deal. This man is not just a human being, you know, like every other ruler, like every other person who came here, the prophets, the kings. No, this guy is carrying something that we've never seen before. So Jesus used the miracles as burning bushes to invite people closer to him. The miracle of the fish with Peter made Peter to stop and come closer. Say, hey, there's something else beyond this fish that I want. So Moses did what? He moved. So I want you to write this down. Distance limits clarity. Many of us say we are not clear about our purpose. We don't know. I want to tell you something that I have experienced personally. The closer I came to God, the more time I spend in the presence, in the word, in prayer, in listening, and in meditating on the word, the Lord spoke clearly and gave me step by step instructions. It could be for a time, it could be for a season, but every step led to the bigger picture of where he is leading me to. So write this down again. Distance limits clarity. Proximity releases revelation. God will not give jewels to pigs. I know that scripture is not a comfortable one. God will not give pearls to people who will be careless with them. God needs people who are intentional, serious. They are ready to make that costly move. So most people are aware of God, but few people are positioned to hear him. There's a lot of noise. The Bible says, as Jesus said, they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. There's a lot of lip service in the church, a lot of lip service among kingdom folks. You, woman of God, you don't have to stay at lip service. You must go deep down in the heart. God speaks to the heart. And for those who want God to speak into their hearts and receive clarity and revelation, they must come closer. Because hearing God was never just about desire. I want this. I want that. No, I desire. Are you ready to position yourself for what you're desiring? Are you ready to pay the price for what you're desiring? Are you ready to pray until for what you're desiring? Or you just surface level? Okay, God told me he will give me, I'm waiting for him. No, God is waiting for you. You're not waiting on God. He's already released it. You need to move to get it. You need to be in motion. You need to move. You need to position yourself. You need to go to Mount Sinai. You need to go there. There's this scripture where I think it's Exodus. I don't remember. But it's Exodus. Let me just look for that scripture quickly. I was on it while I was preparing. in Exodus. Not that one either. Let's see. Okay. But I'll just make it long and short of it. The Lord wanted to give Moses instructions. So he told him to prepare the people. They should consecrate themselves. They should get ready. And the people came and stood at the foot of the mountain, Mount Sinai. And the Bible says, Abihu, Nadab, Aaron, and 70 elders went into the mountain. And they had feasting. You know, they feasted with God. They enjoyed. They had a whole fellowship there. Then the Lord told Moses to come up higher. And Moses now had to leave the elders and everybody and went alone. Joshua accompanied him, but he went alone to go get what God wanted him to get for the Israelites. The people at the bottom of the mountain, all they saw was smoke. You know, they heard the thunder and they were so afraid and they withdrew. The people in the mountain, they ate the food, they had fellowship with God, and that was it. But Moses, who moved, who climbed, who took the walk, who continued to press in, what happened to him? He heard the voice of God. God spoke and gave him deep, deep revelations and instructions on how to lead the people of Israel. So only Moses climbed. And then when he climbed, he waited on the mountain, and the Bible says a cloud, the glory of God covered the mountain, and he waited for 6 days. God only spoke on the seventh day. Think about it. How long have you waited for what God has promised you and you have already given up? How long have you waited and pressed in until you see the little cloud that promised the rain and you believe that this is it? How long have you waited? He stayed long enough for silence to become instruction. Are you ready to stay long enough? The crowd got a moment, but Moses got direction. They saw fire. Wow. They heard the thunder. Wow. You know, all the external experiences of God, the miracles, how we love the miracles, but we miss intimacy where deep instructions, lasting instructions lie. So we need to know that there has to be a move. We need to make a move for God to give us the next step and the direction and the clarity that we need. Amen. So before God gave Moses the assignment, let's go back to the burning bush scenario. Before God gave him the assignment, he told Moses about who he was. That's what I'm talking about, that intimacy. He says in Exodus 3:5-6, "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I'm the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." The Lord started introducing himself to Moses. He started telling him, this is a God you have come to serve. God will introduce himself to you. God wants intimacy with him before the assignment. Jesus Christ said in John 17, verse 3, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you sent. The knowledge of God precedes any understanding of assignment and pursuit of purpose. God says, I need to let Moses know me first, because he cannot serve a God and be passionate to serve a God he doesn't know. So God introduced himself as I am. Because when you come closer to God, God doesn't start with what you will do for him. He start with who he is. He start with who he is. Do you know God? Do you know the Lord you want to serve? Do you know the Lord you're waiting for a breakthrough from? Do you know the Lord you want a miracle from? Do you know the Lord who you want an answer to your prayers from? Do you know him? I want us to reflect on these questions before we take a break. Where in your life are you making decisions from a distance, guessing at God's will instead of asking him? Another question, is there noise you need to withdraw from just to hear him clearly again? Is there noise you need to withdraw from just to hear him clearly again? And then I want you to end with this declaration with me. I position myself to hear God's voice. It's all about positioning. His wisdom leads every decision I make. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just tuned in, you've tuned into She Excels, and this is Radio K Pulpit. I'm your host, Amy Sone, and today we're talking about coming closer to God. The fact that the invitation to come closer to God precedes the assignment He has for your life. The closer you are, the more you will receive clarity in order to be able to move forward. The closer you are, the more you will know Him who sent you, and you'll be standing on a firm foundation. So coming closer sounds beautiful. Oh, come closer. You know, we sing it, but it is not casual. It is not light. It is deep. It is intentional. It will cost you your time. When you look at the 24 hours God has given you, what is the proof that God is Lord of your time? How many of those 24 hours does He have? Oh, it's all yours. It's all yours, right? You do whatever you want to do with it. But remember, that time was given to you by God. Is God Lord? The way you use your time is a show of who is your master. It will cost you your finances. You'll have to pay. You'll have to pay some money. Some money will leave for you to come closer, or you will lose. You either pay or lose. It will cost you something. I'm just thinking of Matthew, who was a tax collector, and he had to leave to follow Jesus. You know, all the bribes he took, he lost all of that money. Sometimes you need to invest in the kingdom of God. You need to invest in the assignment of God. It will cost you money to invest, you know, to be able to push that thing that God has assigned to you. It will cost you relationships. People don't understand who you are. Moses, at that time when God called him and gave him the mandate, he had to leave his wife and children and go to Egypt alone. He had to leave them. He didn't leave them. Yeah, because now I just remember the story when Zipporah had to circumcise the children and entered into a covenant that spared Moses' life. Okay, he didn't leave them. But there are others who left. Jesus even said it. He said, for you to come after me, you must carry your cross and follow me. Anybody who loves mother, father, brother, sister, wife, and even himself more than me is not worthy. So it's going to cost you some relationships. It's going to cost you comfort. It's going to cost you comfort. Maybe Moses ran away from Egypt. He was settled in Midian. And he was like, oh, there's no Pharaoh running after me. I'm safe. I'm married. I'm settled. Some of us have settled. We say we want to live a settled life, secure, you know. And God, don't come and rock our boats. God, please don't rock my boat. No, God will rock your boat. He'll rock your boat because where you are is not where you have to be. You need to move. You'll have to move. He told Abraham to leave his father's people and move to where he was leading him, something different. He left his comfort, what he knew, what he was familiar with, to move to embrace where God was leading him to. So coming closer to God, it sounds beautiful. It's not casual. It's for intentional women who are saying, do or die, God's will for my life will come to pass. I must give myself to it. The disciples left their nets, remember, not because fishing failed them, right, but because Jesus called them, and they answered by moving with their feet. They moved. Stop standing there. Stop waiting. Move. Somebody listening to me, you have to move. You have to make that step like Moses did. He came closer. And because the disciple moved, this is what happened. They saw what the crowd missed. There's such intimate insight into the things of God that they understood that others, those who limited themselves to be the crowd followers, they couldn't see everything. They only came for the miracles, but disciples went deeper. That's how when Jesus Christ would give parables, he would say some of these things have been kept away from the other people, but they have been made known to babes, to you. I don't care how old you are in the Lord. I don't care how much of the Bible you know. I don't care whether you're called a pastor or you don't even have a title. The closer you come
to God, you're going to have revelation and insights that people who have gone to seminaries will not have, because you will be taught by the Spirit of God. They understood what the crowd couldn't. The disciples, they carried authority the crowd couldn't explain. When Jesus sent out his disciples while he was still here, the 72, he sent them two by two. He didn't send a crowd. He sent a few people, those who have been following him, his disciples, not just followers, not just crowd and bread and fish seekers. They had authority. When they came back from their first evangelistic mission, they say, wow, the power of God was so evident. We saw Satan fall down from heaven like lightning. We saw this, we saw that. Because they came closer to him. And what about Mary, who was sitting at the feet of Jesus while Martha was busy serving? Martha was away. She was serving from a distance. Mary was serving at the feet, listening to Jesus. You know, Jesus wants us to listen to him more than we are busy about things that we don't even understand. Come and hear first before you go do. Come and hear first before you go do anything. So Mary chose the presence of God over productivity. Jesus did not rebuke her. Jesus commended her and said she has chosen the better part. Is that what the Lord is saying of you? That you've chosen the better part, or you're a busy bee, busy activities from one activity to the other, and you don't have a track record of your time with God alone. And not just that shallow time, deep time, waiting time. In the time you sit to inquire, you say, I wait. Moses waited 6 days before God spoke on the seventh day. No, we are itchy. We can't sit still. We have to go. There is this next performance we must carry out on the other side. No, we need to sit still. We need to sit still. Amen. So here's a question sitting in the room with you right now. What is God inviting you closer to that you keep postponing? He may be calling you to a deeper prayer life. He may be calling you to obedience, to take a step of obedience. He may be calling you to carry out that conversation that you've been avoiding. I can feel the Lord just nudging me right now. That conversation that you've been avoiding that will make people know that I'm moving on. I can just think of the conversation Abraham had to have with his father, that I'm leaving. It could be a decision he's been waiting on you to bring to him so that he can give you clarity and direction. God shows you something. That's what he does. And then he waits. He waits. He stirs something within you. Then he watches what you would do with it. What have you done with God, with what God has shown you? What have you done with what with the stirring he has started in your heart? Giving you his own desires, giving you his own burdens, putting his own yoke on you. He's watching to see what you will do. Because revelation responds to pursuit. When he sees that you are pursuing, he's going to reveal more. And I want to advise you. There's an acronym I'm going to share right now to advise you. Do not embrace a poor relationship with God. Do not embrace a poor relationship with God that will keep you from flourishing in that which God has called you to do. Do not neglect the relationship with God that in it is found your flourishing, because you're pursuing other things that will lead to poverty. So now the word poor is an acronym, and I'm going to break that down. So poor means passing over opportunities repeatedly. The burning bush opportunities, the stirring in the heart opportunities, the awakening of a new thing opportunities. You know, some people he brings into your life, those opportunities. You become poor when you pass over opportunities repeatedly. You don't want to be that woman who does so. So I want you to reflect on these questions. What has the better part cost you that you weren't willing to pay until now? What has a better part cost you that you weren't willing to pay until now? There's a cost. There's a cost that you must pay. It is the better part of you. It is the you have to pay, because whatever God is calling you to is better than anything. What has a better part, which is your assignment? What has it cost you that you are not willing to pay until now? What would change in your leadership if presence, not productivity, came first? I want you to declare with me. I choose His presence over every distraction. The closer I come to Jesus, the clearer my purpose gets. These are life declarations you're making. And you are covenanting yourself with God to make this thing become a reality. And I'm praying that for you and for myself, that the Lord will do it for us as we declare. We are wrapping up our show, She Excels. And I'm so grateful that you have been getting something out of this. And the Lord is stirring you to make your closet a place of divine encounters, more than performance, more than activity, more than pursuing vanity that robs you of a flourishing life. I just want us to make a prayer. Let us pray. Father, thank you for lighting a bush in front of me. Lord, forgive me for the times I noticed and I kept walking like nothing happened. Forgive me, Lord, for missing those opportunities. Lord, today I draw near, not for what you will give me, but for who you are, that I may know you intimately. I quiet the noise in my life, Lord, and I pray you help me identify what is noise for me and help me to discipline myself to move away from the noise. Show me what you are inviting me toward. Let intimacy come before impact. Let intimacy come before fulfilling purpose. I come closer, Lord. Meet me here right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so proud of you. And thank you for joining me today on She Excels. And today, if come closer spoke to you, don't let it end there. Don't let it become just another message you nodded to and moved on from. Somewhere today, God lit a bush in front of you. I believe He did. I believe by the Spirit He did. The question was never whether you saw it. The question is, will you come closer? Will you move closer? Come closer to know Him. Come closer to hear Him. Come closer to love Him. Come closer to serve Him. Moses did not become a leader because he saw fire. He became a leader because he drew closer. That's when God commissioned his mandate to him to go deliver the children out of Egypt. So influence doesn't come from talent or titles. It comes from intimacy. The closer you are to God, the more He can trust you with the things that burden His heart. Amen. And your assignment will become clearer. So stay connected with us at Radio K Pulpit and reach us on WhatsApp or email. Our number is 081-729-1657 or info@kpulpit.co.za. Tell us what come closer stirred in you. We would love to hear it. We would love to hear what God is calling you to excel in purpose. And remember, you were not created to live at a distance from God. You were created for relationship, for fellowship and partnership with Him. You're a partner with God. You were not called to occupy another woman's assignment. You were called to faithfully deliver heaven's message in heaven's way. So this is your time and this is your call. And this is She Excels. I believe you're becoming the woman God designed you to be. Stay tuned until next week, Thursday at 12 o'clock. Don't miss it and invite your friends. Don't forget to go to our podcast on the Radio Cape Pulpit app to get more information on the previous episodes of She Excels and every other jewel God has for you from the Radio Cape Pulpit. God bless you. Until then, see you. I've been your host, Annie. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.